716 Galesburg's Morning News this week. This weekend, Saturday, dedication house number 53, Habitat for Humanity here in Knox County. We're going to talk about that this morning, as well as a concert this weekend that's actually benefiting Habitat for Humanity, Coral Dynamics. Joining us this morning, first off, we'll start with the executive director of Habitat for Humanity here in Knox County, Jordan Knight. Jordan, good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Thank you, Tom.
Well, thanks for coming in here this morning. So, man, house number 53. Yeah,
right.
54 is already underway.
54, yeah. We'd be ready to pour the foundation Saturday, actually. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So those people going to the dedication can have your work clothes ready, right?
Man, I really thought about it, but it could turn into a logistical nightmare, and there's some rain in the forecast, so we'll do all those final touches Saturday, but yeah, I don't want to take away from the dedication and have a cement truck rolling in late or something like that, so we'll hold off on that.
But yeah, so work will continue on house number 54, and you can always use volunteers. And if somebody wants to help out, if you swing a hammer or something, what do they need to do to volunteer to help out?
HabitatKnox.org. They can sign up there, and they'll join our volunteer email group. We do blasts every week about where and when and what we're doing. And this is a phase of construction where if you just really possess willing hands and an open heart, you can be put to good use, because there's a lot of heavy lifting and materials to move and just general grunt work to get this foundation in place.
Jordan Knight, Executive Director, Habitat for Humanity of Knox County, joining us here this morning. Dedication of house number 53 is coming up on Saturday. What time will the ceremony actually get underway?
1 o'clock down on Eklund Court, which is just past 6th Street off of South Chambers here in Galesburg. And everybody's welcome.
All right. So 1 o'clock coming up on Saturday afternoon. And, something else cool that's going on this weekend, Coral Dynamics Show Classic Rewind, a 70s and 80s tribute, is coming up this weekend. And Habitat actually a beneficiary of the show this year.
Mm-hmm, yeah, blessing for us for sure.
And so joining us to talk more about that show this week and coming up, first off, Wes Young. Wes, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing fine. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us here this morning. Mary Stiers. Mary, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Fine. Thank you.
I was just telling the other folks here that I had you as a speech instructor in high school, and it apparently worked because I actually got a job out of it.
I know. So if you want to give me a little bit,
I give you all the props. Give you all the props. Also joining us this morning, Pam Melvin. Pam, good morning. How are you
good
today?
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Yep, thank you so much. And it's Friday for me. I'm off tomorrow, so I'm feeling even better. So Coral Dynamics, and this sounds like this is going to be a really, really fun show. Classic Rewind, 70s and 80s tribute coming up this weekend. So Alyssa Raymer, actually the director. So who comes up actually with the ideas for the song? Is this Alyssa, or is this a kind of a collective, or...?
The group selects a producer and producer group for each show. It's volunteers from the show that get together, get their heads together, 2, 3, 4 people depending, and they come up with show proposals. They present them to the board. The board makes a selection, and off we go. And so every spring show is something new and different, and along with the Christmas show.
Is this been, like, for you guys, and it's kind of in the wheelhouse, especially with the 70s music, has it been more fun, or is doing a show always fun, or has it been a little extra fun kind of doing these tunes you're doing?
I think the song selections dictate how much fun it is, and we love every single one of these songs. And, the producers do choose the songs and duke it out if there's controversy between us, but this time we didn't have much trouble with that at all.
Well, and the nice thing about the 70s and 80s songs, most of these songs in the crowd, the audience will know this as well, it's songs you've been singing for years. You might realize you've been singing the wrong words for years.
Well, yeah, there's that. There's
but that. That's true one that. Thing. So it's actually helped a lot with the group's memorization, because the group does anywhere between 14 and 16 songs that they have to memorize for the show. So this one's helped. A lot of these they've already been knowing the words to, so that's been great.
Did you find any of that in Pam, maybe in rehearsing these songs? Like, oh, that's what they actually say.
Absolutely. We're doing Living on a Prayer. It's like, that's what he's been saying that whole time. Or Queen.
Oh,
Bohemian Rhapsody. There's a lot of words in there. We had to look up in Google them to find out what they meant.
I was going to say, I wasn't sure all of them were actually real words or not.
Well, they are, but one of my favorite examples was one of our members was talking about Africa. And, I blessed the rains down in Africa. Mm-hmm. She said she'd always thought it was, I left my brains down in Africa. And so just all that has come up, and we've just been dying laughing.
There was actually an entire discussion about that yesterday. Our new syndicated show, we have Markley and Van Camp. They had a whole discussion about the lyrics to Africa and what it meant, because the rock group Weezer has covered that song. They just came out with it. And so there was a whole discussion about the lyrics, and they, and apparently you can understand them better in the new song. But, yeah, so there's... So yeah, you, I guess you find out interesting things when you're rehearsing.
Every song tells a story. So yeah. If you listen to the verses, it's actually giving you a storyline with a beginning, a middle, and an end.
So each year, Core Dynamics, the show proceeds will help benefit a different local organization. This year, Habitat for Humanity. How does that come about? How does the group decide who the beneficiary is going to be?
Actually, the Coral Dynamics Board does that. They send out over 100 letters to the area nonprofits. They have to be 501c3 or affiliated with one. Those that apply, then the applications are reviewed by the board, and the board makes the selection as to who will be the beneficiary for every show.
And as I understand it, at the dedication, that there's going to be some of you, not the whole group, but some of you are going to be out there singing during the dedication of House Number 53. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
We think so. That's the plan.
Either that or George could be performing by himself.
Yeah, right.
We're hoping our Amazing Grace will be amazing. So
there you go. Well, Classic Rewind, the 70s, 80s tribute coming up. Three shows, three chances you have to see it coming up tomorrow and Saturday night, 7:30 at the Orpheum. And then the Sunday afternoon matinee, 2 o'clock at the Orpheum. You can get your tickets at the Orpheum box office or call 342-2299 or on their website, theorpheum.org. Any other places people can get tickets, or is that the best way to go about it? All right. So, again, three shows, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon. And I suppose the suggestion would be go right off the bat to the Friday night show, because you might want to come back and see the other two shows if you see that
exactly.
one.
Or tell your friends to come the other night.
There you go.
And once they hear the band we got backing us up for the show, they're going to be in awe. Dave Plunk with Music Makers put the band together. We've got some local talent added to that with our guitar player and our drummers and stuff, and they just do a phenomenal.
And a trumpet.
Sean,
a trumpet.
We have a trumpet in there. Sean Kessler is one of our good guitar players. We have a international drummer, Larry Wigan from Lacon, Illinois. He's joining the group, and you put that much percussion with a choir group, it's been a fun adjustment.
Our trumpet player is Jen Earl from the Knox Jazz Band.
Oh, okay.
And she's excellent. And our keyboardist is Karen Stevens. Who's helps us every week, but yeah, it's a great sound.
So great musicians to go along with the great vocals, and Dave's a great bass player, Sean's a great guitar player, so that's going to make it really was it different for you guys? I know you've performed with piano a lot, organ. Have you performed much with other instruments over the years?
We've added jazz bands at times. We've done a couple other shows with musicians. It's another dynamic. It's a dynamic that sometimes we're in the choir going, just kind of in awe with the musicians going, wow, we forget to sing. So, it'll be good.
It's more challenging maybe for the musicians because a lot of them are not used to having a choir sing with them. And so they have to try to get the sound at the right level. The volume level is a little challenging for them. But
It's got to be interesting. It's as far as the arrangement of some of the songs, is it a completely different arrangement for a choir group? Or you're doing kind of do them traditionally? Bohemian Rhapsody kind of speaks for itself. But
yes.
Yeah, we were very careful to make sure that these arrangements are very true to what you expect them to be. There might be a slight difference here and there, but when those songs start, you're going to know exactly what they are.
When you hear a choir of 72 members... Mm-hmm. Plus a band doing Aerosmith, it changes the dynamic.
Who's going to be Steven Tyler in the group?
It's a joint effort.
Steven Tyler, right.
Steven Tyler's not even Steven Tyler anymore, just saying. Mary Stiers, Pam Melvin, Wes Young from Coral Dynamics, Jordan Knight, the Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity, joining us here this morning. The 53rd House, the dedication coming up Saturday at 1 o'clock, and there will be some Coral Dynamics members there singing. And their show, Rewind, the 70s and 80s tribute, is coming up this Friday night, tomorrow night, on Saturday night at the Orpheum, both 7:30 shows, Sunday afternoon matinee, 2 o'clock at the Orpheum as well. Again, you can get your tickets at the Orpheum box office. Anything else we need to know about the shows coming up this weekend?
You won't sleep through it.
No.
Sounds like it'll be fun. 70s and 80s. And
you're going to want to come back.
Absolutely. Jordan, the 53rd dedication, house number 54 on the way, and I'm guessing it's not going to be what? I think we talked last time, maybe spring again when number 55 gets underway?
Yeah, 55 definitely next year, but looking to finish 54 before the end of the year. And I should say that all the funds that we've helped raise for the show thus far, and folks' attendance to Coral Dynamics can help raise even more, somewhere around 15 grand thus far, all going to help build this 54th home. So a blessing to be a part of this organization and have partnerships with Coral Dynamics at Galesburg. And like I said, just coming out to hear a great show can help eliminate poverty housing here in Knox County.
Well, that's the thing. Great music and help out a great cause at the same time. So please get out to the Coral Dynamics show this weekend, 70s and 80s tribute tomorrow night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. And of course, the dedication of house number 53 for Habitat for Humanity. And if you want to know what it is they do, this is a great opportunity to see the work that Habitat does in the community.
Take a tour inside and out and pick up some paperwork on how you can volunteer, become the next partner family.
Absolutely. Everybody, thanks so much for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.